Welcome to the Average Joe CrossFit Podcast, where we will talk about life, health, fitness, and of course CrossFit, from the perspective of a 40-something Average Joe. We may have occasional guests come on and talk about all kinds of topics, so sit back and enjoy the conversations. Hey guys, on episode 18.2 of the Average Joe CrossFit Podcast, we're going to attempt to answer the question of what is CrossFit? CrossFit is a fitness regimen or a program that was developed by its founder, Greg Glassman, over the last number of decades. CrossFit is it, when you hear that, a lot of people sort of think of, I guess, two things, or as I see it, it's two things. There's the competitive part of it, so the CrossFit games and all that stuff. Those athletes train just like Olympic athletes do throughout the entire year for their Super Bowl of CrossFit, essentially, where they work through what's called the Open, then regional competitions, and then qualifying for the CrossFit Open. Those guys are true and true competitive athletes. They are, their life is becoming a professional CrossFitter. But then for the average Joes like us, what CrossFit is it's a fitness regimen that we can use to improve the health, our health and our lives. By definition, CrossFit is constantly varied functional movements performed at high intensity. All CrossFit workouts are based on functional movements, and these movements reflect the best aspects of gymnastics, weightlifting, running, rowing, and more. They are the core movements of life. So basically what we do is at a CrossFit gym, the workout that gets created for the day incorporates a whole host of different movements, exercises to try to bring out the best in your abilities on that day. And what's really unique about CrossFit in general is the community. And basically the community is the obviously all of the people and the members that are in your specific CrossFit gym, and everybody who is a member of a CrossFit gym will tell you that the community is one of the reasons why they continue to participate in it day in, day out, week in, week out. That community that kind of spontaneously arises when people do these really tough workouts together is what makes it effective. You know, at the end of the day, when you're working out with people that you're accountable to, you feel accountable to it, you feel accountable to yourself, it really makes you push yourself a little bit harder. And so that's really the thing. You're working out, you're suffering together, and that really builds a strong community and commitment to one another. And you really want to join these people day in and day out to really push yourself to the best of your ability. And that brings us to the next thing that's unique about CrossFit is that the data that gets collected. So there's whiteboards, there's timers, there's scoreboards. And the reason that this gets done is so that you have something to look back on. Let's say, for instance, recording your workout score for a specific workout on any given day. If that workout is repeated 3 months later, 6 months later, you can then go back and say, did I improve? Did I not improve? You have data that's been collected to really see your progression. And it is something that also creates a little bit of competition, friendly most of the times, but it's something where you're really pushing yourself to be better than you were the last time, but also looking at your gym mates, you can kind of go, well, that person did 10 pounds more than me last time. I'm going to try to push myself a little bit harder next time. The other thing about CrossFit, and this is a conversation and I'll say an argument that many of us have with people who are not involved in CrossFit, and that is the fact that it is completely scalable, infinitely scalable, to be honest, meaning that anyone can participate in CrossFit. Those who I've had conversations with in the past are like, well, I'm not fit enough to join a CrossFit gym. That is not true. everything is infinitely scalable, meaning that the day that you walk into that CrossFit gym, you're not going to be able to do some of the things that some of the rest of the people that have been working out for years have the ability to do. But when they started on day one, they weren't able to do it either. And that's where that idea of infinitely scalable comes in. You may not be able to do push-ups, and so you may have to scale them down to push-ups off of your knees or off of a box as opposed to standard straight push-ups. So these are all things that we can, every movement, every exercise, every part of a workout can be scaled to your level and your ability. Most gyms today will have an onboarding process where you learn the basic fundamental movements that you're going to need for CrossFit. But inevitably, even when you've done all of those, you still don't have expertise in those, and you need to develop that over time. And so that's why most of your workouts in the very beginning will be a scaled version, meaning that it's altered to your level and your ability. So don't ever hesitate to give CrossFit a try, because the reality is that you can go in and the movements can be scaled to your ability, and you can still take advantage of that high intensity workout, that level of camaraderie through the community, and that support group that you get from the other people that are in there. There's a quote that I've heard a number of times through on different podcasts, and that is, the needs of Olympic athletes and our grandparents differ by degree, not kind. Meaning everybody needs to be able to do the movements, but the level at which you need to do them, so the scalability of that movement, is what differs, not the kind. So an Olympic athlete needs to be able to get up from a heavy squat, let's say a front squat, so where they've got the bar racked on their shoulders. They need to be able to push themselves up out of that squat. That is no different than our grandparents sitting on the toilet and needing to get up off of the toilet. They need the proper strength to be able to do that movement. So it differs by degree, because the Olympic athlete needs to be able to push, let's say, 200, 300, 400 pounds, but our grandparents only need to be able to lift their body weight. So it's the same movement, just needs different degree of strength. So that's really what's unique about CrossFit, is that it's preparing people for the demands of life, okay? So that, in a nutshell, is what I sort of see as what CrossFit is defined as. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And so what I'd like you to do is email us any topics, questions, or feedback at averagejoecrossfitpodcast@gmail.com. Or if you're using the Anchor app, you can leave us a voice message. Just, you know, contact us. If there's something you'd like to see talked about on this podcast, if you enjoy the podcast, you just want to give us some feedback, reach out to us through either our email or through the voice messenger on the Anchor app, and give us a shout. Love to hear from you, and thanks.